Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
A question I was recently asked, how do I overcome my emotional eating? Not uncommon. I have asked thousands of people in seminars, how many of you have overeaten or undereaten when you're under stress? And half the hands go up on overeating, half the hands go up on undereating. There's two types of stresses. You may want to write this. There's two types of stresses: the perception of loss of that which you seek, and the perception of gain of that which you try to avoid. One represents the perception of loss of prey that you're afraid of losing, and that'll be starvation, and the other is the gain of predator that's going to eat you. Both lead to death: starving to death, being eaten to death. So it's a natural response of a survival response in the amygdala in our subcortical area of our brain to do that. Now, anytime you perceive a loss of something you seek, you activate ghrelin, which is an eating hormone that makes you want to overeat to compensate for the fear of starvation. Anytime you have a perception of gain of something you don't want, the predator, you have leptin, which is the hormone that involves shutting down the eating. Because when you're about to run from a predator, you're not going to be eating. So we have a normal response that is generated by ghrelin and leptin based on our stomach responses and our swelling of our stomach and our fat tissues. But at the same time, it's a survival response. It's designed to do that because you're perceiving it that way. Now, as long as you are conscious of positives and unconscious of negatives and you fear the loss of something you're seeking, you're going to initiate that response. As long as you're perceiving more drawbacks than benefits and conscious of the downsides and conscious of the upsides and you fear gain of it, you're going to create that response. That's a normal biological response. But if you take what it is that's triggering your eating, find out what the triggers are, what exactly you fear you're losing or fear you're gaining, and go and find the other side of it and take it into neutrality, then it's no longer prey and it's no longer predator, and you basically are bringing it into a neutral experience. As long as you have pleasure with prey, you're going to fear its loss. Pain with predator, you're going to fear its gain, and you're going to initiate these reactions. It's biological. Balance out your perception. That's why I teach the breakthrough experience and the DeMartini method, to help people break through the limitations and the emotional reactions of an imbalanced ratio of perceptions. So balance your mind, you stabilize your eating.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.